This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on with Joy 94.9, and this is Brenji and Amy.
Hello, everyone.
How are you, darling?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Good, good, good. And look, we're just going to go straight into our intro song right now.
Oh, let's do
it. Let's do it.
I feel pretty, oh, so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright, and I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel, and so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing, feel like running and dancing for joy. For I know I am pretty, wonderful boy. Have you met my good friend Maria?
You're back with Joy 94.9, and this is Brendy and Amy, Lady in the Camp.
We're back, and I'm back, Brendy.
You are back, doll. You are back this week.
Yep.
It's been fabulous.
Was it?
I missed you.
Oh, my God. It's been fabulous without me. That's what you're trying to say, aren't you?
Look, I'm not going to... No, not at all. Not at all, doll. Not at all.
Look, I'm back from Tamworth. Had a lovely time. Didn't come back with a pair of cowboy boots. I was very tempted.
Yeah, what happened there?
Oh, I just didn't want to have to make new outfits to go with them.
Fair.
I know.
What else did you do over the weekend? Did you get your Jolene on like we dedicated?
Yeah, I did get my Jolene on.
Yeah.
I harassed the Tamworth community by skating around on my outdoor wheels in public
fabulous areas.
Love. Yes. And yeah, just the usual, really.
Heaven.
Yes. How about yourself? What have you been up to?
I had an engagement party on Friday night. That was fun. Out in Port Melbourne. Yeah. I did a dance performance there as requested by the bride. So that was fun.
Oh, my God.
I took my two backup girlfriends with me.
Oh, my goodness.
And we gave some advice to the bride in the style of the Exciters 1960s hit, Tell Him.
Of course.
But you're never going to leave him.
And you got to tell him.
And you got to tell him. You do. What's on for tonight's show, Dale?
Well, really packed tonight. Because we've got so many exciting people in the wings, Brendy.
We do.
Well, we've got the lovely Chanel coming in from Northside Roller... the Rollers.
Fun.
Yeah, Roller
She's
Derby.
She's going to teach us a thing or two because I have no idea.
What do you mean you've got no idea?
I've got no idea.
About Derby?
About Derby. No
oh,
idea.
Oh, come on.
No
Should I have been educating you over the weeks?
Small bits. About names.
And
fun. Yeah.
And we've got some giveaways.
We do have some giveaways.
So... if you're listening, I'm going to put it straight out there before Chanel even comes on.
Do it.
If Brendy was doing Derby, he would wear glitter hot pants. And what number would you be going for, love?
I'm going to say number 7.
Number 7.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you want these tickets, which will be coming up later tonight, you have to come up with a really good Derby name for Brendy. Chanel will help you with this when she comes in, I'm sure. So do text us tonight on 0427JOY949. You can phone in 1300JOY949. I think they can even email Brendy. Or
they can.
We've got our Facebook page. They
we
can
do
tap away on
page.
That as well.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And look, to get us in the mood, before we drag Chanel in, she might be rolling in, actually.
Right, right. I think that's a bit of let's get physical.
Woohoo! Yeah, because we are going to get physical. Let's go, Brendy.
Joy.
And the boys want to be her and the girls want to be. And who doesn't want to be a roller derby chick, Brendy?
Oh, my God. She is fabulous. I'm looking at her right now. She has the name of a fashion designer.
She does.
But
she
fierceness. Fierceness. Oh.
Ooh.
Channing Tatum.
Oh, my goodness. She's... Chanel is in the studio from Northside Rollers, and I must say I am loving the guns on those skates, love.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having
me. They are fabulous.
What a great intro. I just feel like a superstar already.
You are a superstar.
Yeah, you are. You are. You are. And so you are part of the Northside Fresh Meat program.
That's right. Northside Rollers in Reservoir in lovely Melbourne. So I've done the Fresh Meat program twice.
Yep.
And learnt my stuff. Just recently passed on the weekend.
Woohoo!
Moving up. I'm now going to be doing an intro to Contact White Star.
I'm so glad you quickly said that. Go.
What's an intro to Contact?
Okay, intro to Contact, as in you get to start hitting people. Not hitting people, but you get to start bumping into them while you're on your rollers.
We encourage people to do...
Oh, come on.
Friends, a bit of slap and tickle. Just slap, slap, tickle, slap.
No.
How much fun.
It's so much fun. The moment that I was on skates and my first session, I was just completely addicted to it.
Yeah. And it's sore, just, be and, honest, and sore.
So sore.
How long have you been doing it for?
I've been doing it since February.
Oh, fantastic. So, around the same time as you?
Well, I started in May.
Fabulous, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I must admit, I am affiliated with the league, so very excited that Chanel's here. Normally, I see her with her rainbow-coloured helmet on, but tonight it's nice to actually see more of the face.
Do you actually have a rainbow card?
I do. Oh, yeah, wow. I know. I think
Do you, Amy?
No.
What do you have, Amy? I've forgotten. Amy.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know why? I went to that skate shop and all they had in my size was a black bloody helmet.
Oh, seriously.
I know, I need some stickers. Might have to slap some joy stickers on there.
Slap some joy stickers.
Yeah, that's
totally
it.
Slap a joy sticker on.
Totally should.
Oh, that is fantastic. So how did you come across it?
I don't know. Something a bit random, really. Yeah. I've been looking to do a sport since high school, like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I tried a whole lot of stuff and nothing seemed to stick. And then one day, randomly Googling roller derby and Northside Rollers came up, their fresh meat program. And I just signed up on the spot. It was in like 5 days, so I didn't get a chance to think about it or chicken out or anything. And rocked up to my first session on the Saturday and just loved it. I was addicted from that time onwards.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it is very addictive.
It is addictive. So it did come across a bit randomly.
And
really.
Brendy, you might be able to do it one day.
Maybe.
You know, you might be able to ref in black and white.
Ref? Yeah. What, you don't want me on the court?
Oh, you can have your little
whip. The court?
No.
He's calling it a court.
Track. What is it? A track? A ring?
It's
a roller derby?
It's a track. And on that note, Brendy, we're having some derby names come through for you.
Yes, right. Go ahead.
The first one is Queen Lickety Split.
Good God.
The Queen bit's really appropriate. Then we're moving right along to Derby Diva.
Derby Diva.
Derby Diva. Oh, come on, people. We need a few more.
Better than
that. Because, Chanel, what are they going to get if they come up with a good name for Brendy?
They're going to get double passes.
Double? That's for you and
double,
your sweet
one. That's true. To our next home game in Reservoir, Puck Handlers. So that's very exciting. That's coming up on the 13th of September. So that's at Puck Handlers at Reservoir. It's on a Saturday. It's at 3:00. It's going to be awesome.
That is too exciting.
It is. And like a derby game or oh my God, I called it a game. I'm rubbing off on me.
Bout.
Oh my God.
Match?
Is it bout? No.
God, we're not playing tennis, Brendy.
Sorry.
A derby bout is awesome. There's usually like live music involved. There's stalls,
lots of interesting people.
Lots of things to buy. Yeah, no. Cool.
And I think there'll be lots of people there from the Joy community, so why not mingle with them?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So look, SMS us in. You've still got time. You've got till midnight. That's when Brendy and I turn into a pumpkin and the radio station, well.
My gown turns to rags.
That's it, love.
Amy turns into...
Oh, don't. You've got that look of meanness, that little twitch.
She goes from being a stepmum to a fairy godmother.
Oh, jeez. We got out of that
quick
one
save,
right.
Quick save, quick save, quick save.
So SMS us on 0427JOY949 or you can give us a call. We've actually got someone here on the phones tonight.
Joy 94.9.
And we are back on Joy 94.9 SOS.
Jeez, Brendy, we're not that tough on the other side.
Oh, my God. I'll take my skates off if that'll make things easier for
Save
you.
Save me. She's about to hit me with a roller derby.
Yeah, you're on Joy 94.9 and you're listening to The Lady in the Camp and we are with the lovely, lovely Chanel and the snorting Brendy over there.
I don't know what planet I'm on tonight, honestly.
So, Lickety Split is a pretty good name for you so far, Brendy. We haven't had any other sort of suggestions. I'm ready to text in. I reckon Glitter Bum for you, hun.
I do fart it. I'm not going to deny it.
Amazing.
Well, I keep trying to go to, when I go to bars, trying to drink those bottles of champagne that have got the gold in it.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm hoping one day to, you know what, gold.
Oh, my goodness, Brendy. And I looked, I've got to ask, how is the whole dating thing going for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Quiet.
Oh, Brendy.
Dating quiet.
Really? Are all the boys in Melbourne hibernating?
I'm being fulfilled, but just not with dates.
Oh, my God. Okay. Moving on to whoa. Chanel on that note.
You whoa, asked.
Whoa. Chanel's never going to come back in with this sort of talk, Brendy.
Chanel loves that.
So, Chanel, I have to ask, have you picked out a derby name for yourself?
I sure have. I just had to pick something.
Yes.
I wasn't into just sitting on it for as long as I could. So the week actually that I had to pick my name, I ended up going to see Wicked, the musical.
Oh, yes.
I love Wicked.
My best friend took me.
Glenda.
I'd never seen it before. I didn't know the story and I just loved it.
Yeah.
And I just felt connected to Elphaba.
Oh, yes,
Beach, yeah. I just felt connected to her. So we came up with different names and then my best friend T came up with Wicked Whip.
Woohoo!
Oh, nice.
Wicked. You're gonna do a little bit of an Ellen Page there, I reckon.
Think so, yeah. For those who don't know, a whip is a move. It's a derby move. I haven't learnt to do it yet. I
can't wait to learn how to do that.
It's gonna be amazing.
I just can't wait to get Brendy on skates and whip him around.
What?
Yeah, I've come up with a derby name. Thank you, Joy listeners. A few weeks ago, we came up with Mary Boppins.
I like that. Mary Boppins is cute.
That is really appropriate.
See, maybe my...
Exactly. Totes the props.
Well, I might have to, you know, deck out my helmet. Oh. Cock blocker.
I don't cock block anyone, for the record.
These names are getting better and better, people.
I don't get cock blocked. I get friend zoned.
Oh, my goodness. Brandy.
Put me in the friend zone and I'll be friends with both sides of the team.
So, Mary Boppins, do you have a number?
I'm thinking 36. 36 Lickety Splits.
Oh, I know.
So I suppose, I mean, Chanel, we wanted you on tonight just, I suppose, to encourage girls, guys, anyone that's really interested to get along to your local roller derby league.
Definitely do that. So there's lots of leagues throughout Melbourne. There's also Northside, obviously.
Yeah, come on, people.
And you can check them out at northsiderollers.com. So there's fresh meat intakes, which is what, you know, I recommend that people do when they first want to start off.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have to skate.
No.
And that's what I think is pretty amazing about the club.
I think that is really amazing. If you are interested in skating but you don't want to bout, you don't want to play, you could always be a ref.
Yeah.
So they're the Zebras. But if you just want to stay on solid ground, you don't even want to be on wheels, then you can be an NSO, which is a non-skating official.
I think we might put Brendy in his glitter pants doing that.
We got another name in.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. What is it?
Clitter ball.
Oh, this is going to be too hard
Good
to choose.
God. Mm. Oh, my God. Anyway,
but seriously, guys, joining a league, It is good fun.
All
and they're very welcoming,
as well.
Very yes. inclusive. So lesbians, bisexual, heterosexuals, transgender, we have it all.
Yes.
And because it's a relatively new sport and it's a growing sport and so is the league, so is Northside, they're really welcoming of anyone that wants to give it a go.
Oh, no, and I've actually got calf muscles now.
Oh, look
at
you.
I can flex, Brendy. I'll flex for you later.
Okay.
We can have a flex off. Brendy's a dancer, Chanel, if you didn't pick it with the flying hands. But look, thank
also
you.
Also a raging moment. But anyway. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming
in. Yes. Oh, it was fabulous to meet you.
You too. Thanks, guys.
So check out the website.
Northsiderollers.com.
They are doing a fresh meat intake. I don't know if it's closed, but look, I'm sure if you write them a really nice email, they'll squeeze you in there.
And you can always come along to our bouts.
That's it.
We're on Facebook as well and Instagram.
And we are giving away a pass later tonight. So keep sending in those amazing names for Brendy.
I might just join.
You might
we
just
might
join Brendy.
Totally just for one game, I'll come in.
Do it. And I was thinking Brendalicious.
Oh, I like Brendalicious. Oh.
Brendalicious.
It's not tough enough.
Brendalicious.
No, but I could do a dance to Bootylicious and have two backup girls and then we
totally
all just
tough.
Like,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah. We'll be like, mm-hmm.
Northside girls, are you listening to this? I think we've got your halftime entertainment.
Cheerleader team.
And you know what? After Chanel, after we like roll Chanel out, who have we got coming in, Brendy? Because they can be your backup dancers.
Well, let's just say three of them already are my backup dancers.
Exactly, exactly.
We've got the cast of Pierce and Fabulous coming in to get absolutely grilled by the gorgeous lady tonight.
Oh, I can't wait.
Chanel, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you, honey.
Thanks,
you're
guys.
Listening to Joy 94.9.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcast to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9 and you're back with the lady in the cab, Amy.
Hello, Brendy.
Oh my God, we have some special guests there right now.
And they didn't just walk in.
They did not, and they are not original sins. Well, actually, yeah, they are. They're filthy. No, I'm just joking. They are my fabulous cast from Pierce and Fabulous. We have the gorgeous, charismatic Chasm Kane.
Hi.
The luscious Lee Booth.
Hello.
And the always savvy and sexy Sarah Louise Younger.
Of course.
Back after a week ago. Sadly, the gorgeous, luscious Laura isn't here tonight. She's sick with a cold. So she's in bed spooning her boyfriend. Yeah. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
She has texted in, though, Brendy.
She did. She has.
She was
she's
thinking
listening.
Of you all.
She did. Yep, she
she's just worried about what you're all going to say about her.
No, she's not here.
So, Brendy.
Yes, darling.
P.S. I'm fabulous.
Yep.
What is it?
I've dragged it out for about 6 months now.
Tell us, what is it?
It's finally happening next week.
It is
my one-night musical theatre cabaret stand-up performance at Gasworks Theatre.
Featuring which five women?
I'm not telling
you. Oh, come on! I'm just going to ask you, Marilyn's there, isn't she? Marilyn's there.
I want to
look at them all looking
paid.
It's in our contract. We're not allowed to say.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's very... We got given contracts.
Mm. Oh, my God, Brendy.
There was
Brendy,
a fabulous colour photo.
You're actually paying these people, aren't you?
They were printed on my office paper. You stole all of their
Some
stuff.
Some patient didn't get their script.
What consent forms? No, it's exciting. It's a one-night show next Wednesday on the 30th.
And I'm dragging Luke the Wonder Cub with me.
You are. Mm-hmm. You are, yeah. Bit of Joy representative here.
That's right.
So, no, it should be good. It should be
so
good.
Come on, guys. What can we expect?
Oh, gosh. Well, you go, Kaz. You had an answer. Go.
Oh, what can you... You can expect a lot of entertainment, that's for sure. A night full of fabulous music that you will surely know. And... fantastic dancing and just brilliant performances.
And Brendy,
who is...
Is he front and centre every time?
Of course he is. He is the star of the show.
Oh, I can't wait.
Stop.
Oh, look at that big wrist flick.
Can
any of you fit on the stage once Brendy gets going? I can imagine the wrist going, the long legs going.
And Brendy's been so secretive about what he's going to be saying that we don't even know.
What?
Mm. Yeah, we actually have no idea what he's going to say to the audience.
He doesn't know either then.
I've got some ideas. I want my cast to be just as shocked as what the audience will be by what I say.
Really?
In a good way. In
it
a good
keeps
way.
It alive. Keeps it alive.
Keeps it alive. But put the dancers off. What the
Except
hell am I
doing
next
Except we're
going to
come on stage pissing out. Something inappropriate.
Embrace it. No, all three. And Laura, of course, who's not here tonight.
That cough was you, Laura.
Have been amazing to work with.
Really?
They've all been able to choreograph a number in the show as well.
Oh. So you shared, Brendan?
Yeah, I did.
Very good.
It's been really good because it's brought a lot of different styles to the show. Different choreographies, different ideas.
Yeah. Okay, now, what's he really like? Is he an absolute diva? Does he, like, sort of take, you know, an hour before it comes out and he's just covered in glitter dust and he's got a little unitard on? Like, do tell.
Before you answer, just forget yesterday's rehearsal.
but that was what I was going to talk about. he's lovely. Was it yesterday?
Yeah,
gosh, I tried to put the memory so far away from my head. Excluding yesterday.
Oh, great. Come on, what was he wearing yesterday?
It wasn't what he was wearing. Brendy went into business management.
Micromanagement.
Oh, my Lord. Really, yeah, Brendy?
Stress attack kicked in. Anyway, it was fine, though.
Lots of flapping.
I think there was flapping all around. But no, Brendy's actually incredibly professional for someone so young. I think it's...
Aww.
Don't mean that in a patronising way, because I'm just old.
Brendy's just puffed his little chest out there, and I think he's competing with my chest size. Look at him. He's loving the compliments.
Peacock.
That does not surprise me in the slightest.
He's been incredibly professional, and just some of the things he's brought to the table. There's been a level of intensity that just shines through in him in rehearsals, and he's incredibly passionate about what he's doing. And yeah, I feel very honoured to be in his show. So
thanks, Dal.
Pay rise.
See you afterwards.
And so, how do you all know each other?
We actually...
And don't tell me it's like some nightclub somewhere, Brendy, because I know what you like on the weekends. you picked them up at
a sauna. We all met in a sauna. No.
It was a podium.
She owns it. No, Sarah and I actually trained at The Space together a little bit during 2012. Laura and I were in the producers together last year.
Oh, I went and saw that.
Yeah. Did you?
You were in it. And I never
in St. Kilda or at the Arts Centre?
Which one?
The theatre over that way.
Oh, yeah, I was at the other one.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to interrupt. Keep going, guys. Keep going.
And then Lee and Kaz actually trained together at Rob Sturrock's in Brunswick. And I know those two because, well, Lee sold one of my gay friends a pair of high heels for our first drag party a few years ago. And the gorgeous Kazim is dating one of our dear friends, Liam, who did the printing of our flyer and promotional material.
And I hear it's a bit of a special night.
It is a bit of a special
night. Oh, go on, do tell everybody.
Oh, no. It's our anniversary night. It's 10 months today.
So sweet.
So exciting. We feel very honoured to have them here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. We had a beautiful dinner at Lucy Lou, which is this fabulous new restaurant that's just opened up in the city.
Yes.
In Flinders Lane. Amazing.
I have heard of that.
Absolutely amazing. So, yeah, we're just there celebrating it now.
And now you've been all joyful here in Joy.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so great.
Now, we actually have, just quickly, two tickets to PS I'm Fabulous.
What? No, you told me it was sold out.
Hmm? Oh, well, yeah, I held on to two. Wow. I've kept two under wraps.
People, no, this is exciting.
It did sell out, but I held on to two for two Joy listeners. So the very first two Joy listeners to text in to us their name, their number, and the title PS I'm Fabulous will receive one ticket each to the show next Wednesday night, 8 p.m. show. And all they have to do is text in to 0427 569 949.
Or they can telephone 1-300-JOY-949. They can jump on our Facebook page. Yep.
And we'll announce those winners within probably the next 10 minutes.
Ooh, how exciting. Quickly.
So we'll quickly go to a song. We'll quickly come back, say farewell to the fabulous cast of PS I'm Fabulous. And then, yeah.
Oh, then it's midnight.
My God, and then it's free range for you and I. Oh. My God, Amy, what are we going to talk about? All righty, we'll be back in just a minute.
Joy.
You're back on Joy 94.9 with the Lady and the Camp, Amy and Brendy.
You sure are.
And the gorgeous, sorry, I just totally cut you off.
No, that's fine, lovely.
The
gorgeous cast from PS, Brendy's Fabulous.
We're all fabulous in this room right now.
And I must say, thank you, Brendy. Thank you. But I can't keep up with your guys with your little fingers actions and your little, you know, like I'm feeling a little bit unco here in the corner.
No one puts Amy in a corner.
No.
No.
No. I'll skate out of it if I can.
It is with those skates.
That's it. That's it.
Love it. Love it. So, no, it's been fabulous having you guys here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
It's really exciting.
It's been nuts.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
Wait, Amy, you ask the question. Oh. Are you excited?
Brendy's admitted to me off air that he gets very nervous before a show. Do you guys get nervous as well?
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
Is there's it quite common?
There's always a little bit of you that's a little bit, you know. But I think it's good. It's a bit of adrenaline and even Barbara Streisand has admitted to still getting nervous before she goes on stage and does a performance and it's Babs, for God's sake.
Like, oh, well, that's it.
If Babs can get nervous, Babs, it's okay.
So please, I just want you to make sure that Brendy gets onto the stage because, you know.
Honey, there'll be nothing stopping him from getting onto that stage. We have to drag him off the stage when the show's over. All right, Brendy, everyone's
laughing now. Oh,
we can't start off.
And the other last really serious question, will there be glitter?
Oh. Very collective. Why are you looking at me for?
Well, I encouraged more glitter.
I honestly think with Brendy, Brendy is glitter in the flesh. I don't think we need any more.
He's going to come on like a big glitter ball, isn't
Pretty
he?
Pretty much.
The glitter will be within the performance.
Spreading love and joy.
I can't wait, guys. I'm so excited. I'm going to try and get near the front so I can see what's happening.
It's going to be a hoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not allocated seating, so run in.
I will not just be running in, Brendy.
Please don't roll skate over my 85-year-old grandmother. Just track marks up her back, poor woman.
If it makes you feel any better, I know how to stop now.
Didn't you tell your grandmother to turn her hearing out?
I did.
She won't actually need it. Don't worry, Nan, you won't need to hear this.
Follow the colour and movement.
I'm so excited, guys. And I'll know who you are when you're on stage.
Yeah,
and we'll
know who you are. Like, hey.
Yeah, that's it. Will they be allowed to do that while they're dancing, Brendy?
Oh, look, you know, I'm all for cutting down that fourth wall.
Oh, lovely.
It's totally not theatre, but I'm just all about interact with that audience.
So,
pick up, give out your number.
Brendy, who's got these tickets? Oh, my goodness, there's people texting left, right and centre. Put them out of their misery.
We're going to, all right, so the two tickets, the couple of people that have messaged through.
Mm-hmm.
First ticket is going to Bill Espy of Windsor.
Ooh,
yeah, yay. He's got a date that night. Hey. And the second ticket is going to the gorgeous Romy Kurfa.
Oh, yay.
We thoroughly look forward to seeing you both.
And guys,
there.
I'm going to get the cast to actually decide what Brendy's roller derby name would be.
Oh.
All right. We've got the list. We've got the list. We've got Queen Lickety Split. We've got Clitter Ball. We've got Derby Diva. We've got Cock Blocker. Love it, that one. Love it. And Candy Crush. What are you? Who do you think wins? Tickets to the Bowers.
Yeah.
The first one.
Queen Lickety Split.
Yes.
Lickety
Split. I think that sums up.
Everyone licks Brendy.
Oh, now we're getting interesting.
My God. Sarah Long.
So that's the show. You'll see plenty more. Sex sells, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it sure does, particularly at Joy. Yeah. So, if you were the lovely person that texted in Queen Lickety Split, can you please now text in who you are, your Joy membership number, and we will put your name on the door, give you all those details for the bout, and oh, you are going to have fun.
For the roller derby bout.
Yeah, for the roller derby bout.
So call in at either 1-300-JOY-949 or text through
0427-JOY-949.
And to claim your prize.
I'm envious. I'll be paying, but I'll be going.
And the winners of PSM Fabulous were Bill Espy and the Romy K.
And I'll be seeing those lovely people there.
And we'll contact you.
Yes.
You don't contact us.
Listen to you, Brendy.
No, I just think so. But hey, thanks guys so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You guys have been a hoot.
We know.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been fabulous. Guys are fabulous. Alrighty. Thanks so much, guys, and we'd love to have you back sometime soon.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Thanks, guys.
Joy.
Back on the air, Joy 94.9, and this is Lady in the Cab.
Good evening, everybody. You're still hanging in there with us.
Good evening, good night, farewell.
No, we're not farewelling yet.
Not yet.
We've got a full sort of 6 minutes. It goes so quickly though, Brendy.
Oh, it always does with you and I. Fun travels fast, let's be honest.
Doesn't it?
Oh. No, it's been nice. It's been good. It's nice having you back.
Oh, thank you.
I guess you don't really know what you've got until it's gone away for a week and then it comes back and then you appreciate it more.
Oh, Brendy.
When I said it, I meant you.
Yeah, thank you. I was just having a bit of an identity crisis there when you called me an it, but, you know, it's all good.
4 times. No, I love you, darling. I love what you're wearing, and I'm loving those shoes. I meant to tell you before when we were getting a photo, those shoes, fabulous.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I do like a bit of a rubber shoe.
Yeah. No, they're cute. Mm. They're really, really cute.
Oh, love. It's been an interesting week, hasn't it? And it has only just started.
Yeah. It's Monday. Love. What's on for the rest of your week?
Well, what is on for the rest of the week? Well, I'm pretty excited that I passed fresh meat, which means actually going up to the next level where I get to do a bit of argy-bargy with Chanel and the rest of the gang. So
she's fabulous.
I know. So I'm really, really excited about mm-hmm. that. But I'll be excited to see the rest of the Fresh Meat girls on Saturday as well. So
yeah.
Besides that and work and, you know, the usual stuff, like,
oh,
you know,
good.
It'll be good. What about yourself?
Look, I've just got the usual work all week, dance classes. I had an interview today for the Stonington Leader. I've got a photo shoot for the Stonington Leader on Wednesday. Don't, you know, just the huge.
Oh my goodness, Brendy.
No, it's all just for the show and stuff. And then I've got my gorgeous girlfriend, Ellie Rowe, her birthday on Friday night. So that'll be nice.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. That'll be really good. And then, it's pretty much, you know, next week.
And I will be
next
back.
Next Monday, and then we're back here.
Oh my goodness. Well, we
talk some more dribble.
We better get up to some more mischief.
We better. But look, big shout out to the cast of PSM Fabulous and the gorgeous Chanel for coming in and allowing us to interview them. They were just fantastic.
Because it is late for a lot of people to come in and, you know, see us here in the
exactly
studio.
Exactly right. Congratulations to the two winners of PSM Fabulous tickets and the roller derby. That was fantastic.
Yep. Thank you, Northside Rollers. We can't wait to, I'm sure that person that came up with a lovely name for Brendy can't wait to get to that bout.
Got your two tickets.
Yeah. It's going to be on. They're going to try and claim the bay. Who will do it, Geelong or Northside?
Oh, the intensity.
Brendy, I'm going to bring in my copy of Whipper. You've got no idea what I'm talking about every week, do you?
Whipper.
Yeah.
Whipper good.
Trust me, you'll get a crush on Ellen Page as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Oh, I do love her in Juno, I've got to say.
Yeah,
love her in Juno.
Imagine a cute little scout outfit with fishnets.
Oh, my God. And we've got some shout-outs, just a quick couple of shout-outs before our finale.
Yes, we do. Michael, thank you so much, honey. He actually now I've lost the message, Brendy. He's actually said, love your show. All sounds so sweet. Have good nights, honeys.
Cute.
Oh, that's really nice, isn't it? And we had another message as well.
Mm-hmm.
Loving the show. Too fabulous for words. And that was from Brendy.
My dear friend Lucia, or as I like to call him, Luke Hales.
Oh, my goodness.
But we all have, our agendas.
That's it.
We all go by different names sometimes.
Oh, we do, don't we, Judy?
Yes, lady.
I don't live up to it sometimes. I don't know how I end up with that one.
But hey, this song is our finale song.
Oh, yes.
Yep. And we'd just like to say thank you to all the listeners. Thanks to our guests. Thanks for the shout-outs. And much love to you always, Amy.
Oh, you too, Brendy. and if you're out there listening to us and you like us, Like us on the world of Facebook and listen to us again next Monday.
Exactly right. Alrighty. See you later, guys.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.